Rewire, young regional Australians telling it like it is.
Emily Secker, Port Lincoln, South Australia.
I have 40 brothers and sisters. Well, sort of. I live in a boarding house, and it may as well be one big family. You see, I come from Roxy Downs, a small desert mining community in the centre of South Australia. And when the time came for me to go to high school, my parents gave me the choice. To board in the Big Smoke, Adelaide, or here in the coastal country town of Port Lincoln. At the time, it seemed like a massive decision. Most South Australian country kids who head to boarding school go to one of the larger schools in Adelaide. But I'm so glad I chose to come to St. Joseph's here in Port Lincoln. Let me tell you why. St. Joe's is a relatively small boarding house with only 40 boarders, so you develop strong bonds with everyone rather than just those in your year group at school. Spending time with my second family is always such a laugh. There's movie nights in the lounge room. There's playing pool and volleyball.
Good shot.
Thanks.
And of course, late night chat sessions.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yay, so cute. Aww.
Being in a country town, we are given a lot more social freedom than you would have in big cities.
Yeah, as long as you're back by 5 and don't forget to sign out.
Thanks.
Everything is close and safe. We don't need to get on a bus or a train to get to the movies or to meet up with friends. And as a girl from the desert, I especially love that I can head to one of the several beautiful beaches for a walk with my friends on a warm summer night.
Really?
Yes. On weekends, most boarders have the option to go home as they live under 3 hours away. This helps the small country towns they come from because they can play for sporting clubs or help out on the farm. Because Roxy Downs is almost 7 hours drive away, I stay here on weekends, but that has its benefits too. The boarders around the weekend grow even closer, and who doesn't want to be around their friends on the weekend? I'm so glad I chose to board in Port Lincoln. Having a tight-knit family of 40 can be tiring at times, but I definitely recommend it.
Haywire.